Inflation on the West Coast exceeded the national rate for the second time in 2022, growing by 8% on an annual basis in July after showing signs of cooling a month earlier. The country as a whole saw inflation ease up, growing at a rate of 7.6% in July compared with 8.1% a month earlier, according to data released Tuesday by Statistics Canada. The province has been on its own trajectory throughout much of the year, with inflation growing by 8.1% in May, 7.9% in June and 8% last month. For most of 2022, BC inflation trailed national numbers by notable margins: January, 4.3%, BC, versus 5.1%, Canada, February, 4.7% versus 5.7% March, 6% versus 6.7% April, 6.7% versus 6.8%. It was a trend one TD economist described as a puzzler and a curious case. Meanwhile, gasoline prices came down for Canadians by 9.2% between June and July, the largest decline since April 2020 at the outset of the pandemic. But those decreases were offset by increases in airline tickets, plus 25.5%, hotels, plus 10.1%, and natural gas, plus 12.4%. Inflation may be past the peak, but it's still pretty painful, BMO chief economist Douglas Porter said in a note. The early read on August is favorable, with gasoline headed for roughly a 7% drop again this month, but there are plenty of other items that could frustrate a faster fall in overall inflation. We're looking at you, natural gas. Porter is forecasting the Bank of Canada will hike its key rate by 50 basis points next month based on Tuesday's inflation numbers, while economists at TD and CIBC both predict the central bank is gearing up for a rate hike of 75 basis points. Torton at biv.com, twitter.com/reporton.